Air France's $583 no-show fee, a dispute over records. Air France's no-show fee of $583 has sparked a heated debate among travelers and aviation experts. The airline claims that a passenger was charged for not taking the outbound flight despite providing extensive documentation to prove his presence on the plane. The evidence included Verizon mobile phone records, timestamped photographs, airport purchase receipts, and an email from KLM apologizing for a delay affecting the service. The dispute centers on whether the passenger was incorrectly classified as a no-show due to alleged errors in Air France's operational data. The airline's general conditions of carriage outline a provision addressing ticket use in sequential order, stating that passengers who use tickets in a manner deemed non-compliant may be required to pay an additional fixed fee before using a subsequent flight coupon. The €500 intercontinental surcharge applies to economy and premium cabins, while business and La Première passengers face a €1,500 surcharge. Air France's publicly available conditions also state that tickets are valid only when flight coupons are used in the order issued. In this case, the passenger was charged approximately $583, which closely corresponds to the €500 intercontinental surcharge specified in the airline's rules. This suggests that the charge may be consistent with the fee Air France would normally impose if a traveler had genuinely failed to take the outbound flight and then attempted to use the return segment. The central issue in this case is not whether Air France has a no-show surcharge, but rather whether the passenger was incorrectly classified as a no-show despite allegedly completing the outbound journey. This highlights the importance of accurate record keeping in air travel and the potential consequences for travelers who are misclassified. Airline reservation systems generally rely on operational data such as check-in, boarding, and flight records to determine whether passengers traveled on booked segments. When those records contain errors, travelers can face unexpected charges or denied boarding attempts. The case has ignited a social media firestorm, with many travelers expressing frustration and disappointment at the airline's handling of the situation. The incident serves as a reminder for travelers to carefully review their flight itineraries and ensure that they are aware of any potential surcharges or penalties. Ultimately, the outcome of this dispute will depend on how Air France chooses to resolve the issue. Travelers who have experienced similar situations may want to contact the airline directly to discuss their options and potential recourse.